Can I be forgiven? Can I be forgiven? I just failed to be as I should have given.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome back to this program. In the previous episode, we discussed regarding lying. We've also discussed regarding the harms and the effects of lying. And inshallah, today we're going to speak about the beauty of speaking the truth. Always telling the why should we speak the truth. Inshallah, that's what we're going to discuss in today's episode. But before we start on that topic, inshallah, I would like to mention to you a faith refreshing blessing of sending the durood upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. It is narrated by Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala, and he says that there's a tree, there's a shajar in paradise whose fruits are bigger than apples, but that fruit is smaller than a pomegranate. That fruit, which is bigger than an apple, smaller than a pomegranate, it is softer than butter. It is sweeter than honey, and it smells better than musk. Just by listening to this, most of us are thinking about this fruit as something which we cannot imagine, because this is a fruit which is only in paradise. A fruit which is bigger than apple, smaller than a pomegranate, softer than butter, sweeter than honey, smells better than musk. And Sayyidina Ali further goes on to say that the branches of this tree are made of pearls, the stem is of gold, and the leaves are of yellow gems. And look at this, what a beautiful tree this is. A tree which is full of beauty, full of amazement. And the question may arise, who is this fruit for? Who will get the privilege of sitting under this tree? Who will get the privilege of eating the fruits of this tree? Sayyidina Ali, he gives the answer. He tells us, and he says that the individual who will eat from this tree, the fruits, will be that individual who will read durood in abundance upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in the world. My dear viewers and mother, look, a great salvation lies just by sending durood. This is another means of us entering into Jannah, us entering into paradise, and having the ability to eat from this beautiful tree and eat the beautiful fruit of this tree. But if you use a Madhi channel, keep a regular habit of sending the durood in abundance upon the best of creation, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, we will start regarding an individual, a story regarding speaking the truth. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu anhuma, he was once traveling with some of his companions. They stopped at a specific place and they laid down a mat to have some food. In the meantime, a shepherd came. They observed the scene, a shepherd coming towards them. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu anhuma said to him that, come on, you can join us, sit on the mat and have some food with us. But this individual, he replied and said, Ana asumu, I am observing a fast. I am fasting. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu anhuma, he said that, are you observing a fast in the intense hot day, even though you are herding in these mountains? He responded and said, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am doing this in order to compensate for my previous days. So Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu anhuma, he wanted to test the piety of this individual. He asks him, he says to him, will you sell one of your goats to me? And I will give you its price as well as its meat, so you can break your fast with it. sell one of these goats, even though these goats are not yours, sell one of your goats. I'll pay you the price and I'll give you money in order, I'll give you meat as well in order so that you can break your fast. This, he was testing his piety as to see what this individual is going to reply. He says that these goats do not belong to me, they belong to my owner. To test him further, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma, he says that you may say to your owner that a wolf took away your goats. But when you go back and the owner notices there's a goat missing, just tell the owner that a wolf has eaten the goat. The slave gave a beautiful reply. And ask yourself what you would do in that situation. What would we do in that situation? The slave says, he says that, then where is Allah? If I'm going to tell my owner this, if I'm going to tell him, if I'm going to lie to him, then where is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He knows everything. He knows the truth. He knows what's actually happened. He's aware of everything. I can hide. I can tell a lie to my owner, but how can I hide this from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How can I hide this from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Listen to this beautiful reply of this slave. When Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, he arrived back in Medina, he radiallahu anhu, he bought the slave. He purchased the slave and he also purchased the ghost from the owner. And then, due to him speaking the truth, due to him telling the truth, he set him free as well as gifted the ghost to him. Look at this. So the individual is tested. In this scenario, he could have said, okay, I'll sell you this goat. And when I go back to my own, I'll lie to him, I'll say to him that the wolves have eaten the goats. But what did this man reply? What did this person of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reply? He said, no, I can lie to this individual, but how could I hide from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything. He's the knower of the unseen. He's all aware. How can I hide from him? Due to him speaking the truth, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, he liked this trait. He liked that this man did not lie. He speaking the truth. He purchased him, purchased the ghost, freed him, and gave all the ghost to him. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And from this we understand we are telling the truth. One is honored in the worldly life as well in the hereafter. And always speak the truth, never tell a lie. Always speak the truth, never tell a lie. This is one thing as Muslims, we need to keep in mind that whenever we are speaking, we need to speak the truth. We need to refrain ourselves from lying. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. One day, Hajjaj bin Yusuf, he was getting a few prisoners killed. This Hajjaj bin Yusuf was a tyrant. He was a tyrant. He used to kill people for no reason. He was killing a few prisoners. One prisoner stood up and he said that, oh leader, I have a right upon you. I have a right upon you. Hajjaj surprisingly asked that, what is that? He goes, one day, such and such person was speaking ill of you, speaking bad about you, and I defended you. I defended you in front of that person. He's speaking bad about you, mentioning bad things about you, but what? I defended you. Or leader, I defended you. Hajjaj asked, who was a witness of this? Who was a witness of this conversation? The prisoner requested the people, whoever heard that conversation, please give witness for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then amongst the crowd, amongst the prisoners, a prisoner stood up and said, yes, this incident took place in front of me. I bear witness that this individual is telling the truth. So Hajjaj bin Yusuf, he ordered this first prisoner, he set him free. And then he came to this prisoner who bear witness, who witnessed this incident. He asked him a question. He says to him, that what stopped you from defending me? This individual defended me. Why didn't you defend me? What's the reason for this? Look at this reply. He spoke the truth. He said, what stopped me was an old enmity towards you in my heart. I had hatred for you from the past. That was the reason which stopped me. Had judge been Yusuf ordered. He said, set him free too, because he spoke the truth. Look at this. The one who speaks the truth is always successful. He's always successful. At that instant, this individual could have lied. He could have made a lie up, but that lie would have led to another lie. That's what happens. When an individual lies, he has to build up, he has to mention another lie to back his former lie up. Then he has to lie upon lie, lie upon lie. But in the first instance, if you spoke the truth, that salvation will lie in you speaking the truth. Look at this. Hajjaj bin Yusuf, a tyrant leader, just because this prisoner spoke the truth, he freed him and let go of him. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And there are many advantages of speaking the truth. Mufti Ahmad Yarhan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, states that whoever becomes habitual of speaking the truth, Allah will make him pious. Whoever has this habit, continual habit of speaking the truth, Allah will make this person pious. He will develop a habit of carrying out good deeds. By the blessing of speaking the truth, he will remain pious and righteous until he dies. He will refrain from all evils. He who becomes truthful before Allah will have a safe end. Most likely he will die with Iman. He remains safe from all kinds of torments. He attains all kinds of rewards. The people of the world recognize him to be truthful and righteous. And this is something which we see in the blessed seerah, in the blessed life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came into this world. He preached the message of Islam. Yet the mushrikun, the disbelievers, the polytheists of that time, of Makkatul Makarma, they rejected the message. They rejected the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Yet, they still had the aspect of honor and respect for the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Why? Not due to his preaching. Why? Because the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala always spoke the truth. They gave him the title of Al-Amin, the most trustworthy. And whenever they used to depart on a journey, they used to leave their belongings with the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Why? Because they knew the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Al-Amin, the most trustworthy. As-Siddiq, the most truthful. This habit, characteristic, was within the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Even though they hated the non-Muslims, they hated the messenger of Islam, they still liked this trait of being true. And this is something as Muslims, we need to adopt in our lives. We need to adopt this characteristic of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is speaking the truth. The one who speaks the truth has reverence and honor in the hearts of people. Another advantage of speaking the truth is that truth is such a noor, such a light, which is a source of guidance for the truth speakers. The more divine proximity they attain, the more light they will acquire. Islam brothers, have you seen how remarkable and great rewards will be blessed to the fortunate speakers of the truth? Therefore, if we are also desiring of such an excellent and splendid reward, we would have to get used to always speaking the truth. Truly, where there is blessings in the hereafter and bounties by speaking the truth, there is sometimes salvation from the worldly worries as well. Because of the bounty you will gain the hereafter by speaking the truth, you will also, inshallah, by the permission of Allah, you also gain the blessings in this world as well. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. A great commentator of the Quran, a great mufassir, a great muhaddis, Mufti Ahmad Yarhan Naimi states that if an individual is upset, and he's going through some difficulty, making such a person laugh by saying something truthful out of merriment is a good deed. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu once made the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam laugh by telling him about the household incident. This is a practice of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anh. Nevertheless, there should be moderation in permissible acts like this. It is not good to make it a common occurrence. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala states that whenever the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would be jolly with someone, then it would be with absolute truth. This is something which is in the trait, the practice of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, that he used to make the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam laugh. But he used to make him laugh. How? By telling the truth. And remember that whenever you hear that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam laughed, it wasn't the laughing like we laugh. The laughing of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was such a laugh which made no sound. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to laugh where it used to make no sound, and you could see the blessed radiance emanating from the blessed face of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You could see the glowing of the teeth from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to laugh. So remember, whenever you ascribe, whenever you hear that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to laugh, his laughing was not like us. His laughing was without sound. So this is a practice that whenever someone is in trouble, when someone is difficult, make them laugh, make them jolly, make them happy by speaking the truth, not by lying. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And in order to refrain yourself from lying, in order to get the habit of speaking the truth, we need to develop something in ourselves and develop what? That is developing silence. It is narrated from Sayyidina Imam Sufyan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He said, the prolonged silence is the key to worship. If you see everything, a door has a key. You open, use the key to open that door and you enter the house. Like this, you use this key and you open up your worship. You open up this door of worship which will allow you to do more worship. Keeping silence will allow you to do more good habits, and this will keep yourself safe from lying and help you to speak the truth. There are four blessed sayings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding keeping silence. The first one is man samata naja, that the one who remain silent has won deliverance. As-samtu sayyidul akhlaq, that silence is the head of all morals. As-samtu arfa'ul ibadah, silence is a worship of high virtue. The someone who keeps silence, this is a high degree of virtue. For a person to remain resolute on silence, it is better than 60 years of worship. Someone who keeps silence regularly will refrain from lying, tale-telling, backbiting. And all this keeping silence is better than 60 years of worship. And Hakim al-Ummah Mufti Ahmed Yarhan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi writes that regarding this, what does it mean by is better than 60 years of worship? Is that if someone performs 60 years of worship, but he also talks a lot, and he does not differentiate between good conversation and bad conversation, then it is better to remain silent for a while. Because in silence, there is contemplation. There is rectification of the nafs. There is immersion in divine realities and recognition. There is diving into the ocean of eternal zikr, remembrance of Allah. And there is muraqabah, meditation. By keeping silence, one can reflect on himself. One can do more good deeds. One can do zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One can gain the marifah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just by keeping silent. That's why it is mentioned in the hadith that silence is better than 60 years of worship. And talking uselessly, there are many disadvantages. Many disadvantages. One is that you'll just continue and it'll end up making you lie. It end up making you backbite, it may end up making you tell. And remember, Kiramun Katibin, the two angels will write our deeds. They have to write on everything. Useless conversations, everything that we do. Therefore, a person should be ashamed of this and should not give them the trouble of writing down useless conversations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in Surah Qaf, verse number 18,
ما يلفظ من قول إلا لديه رقيب عتيد.
He does not utter a single word without a ready observer next to him to record it. It is not good for an individual's record of deeds to be filled with useless conversations to be presented in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person will be ordered in the court of Allah in front of the entire creation to read out his book of deeds. Now the horrifying severities of Yawmul Qiyamah will be in front of him. He will be naked. He will be incredibly thirsty. His back will be bowing due to hunger. He will have been stopped from going into paradise. Every type of serenity would have been abandoned for him. Just think carefully for a moment how worrying it would be to read out a record of deeds filled with useless conversation in such perilous situations. If we work out that someone talks uselessly for 15 minutes a day, then this gives him 7.5 hours in a month. Just 15 minutes a day will equivalent to 7.5 hours in a month, which amounts to 90 hours in a year. Let's say someone talked uselessly for an average of 15 minutes a day for 50 years, then this gives 187 days and 12 hours, i.e. more than 6 months. So just think, on that terrifying day of Yawmul Qiyamah, when the sun will be blazing fire from 1 mile away, who will be able to read out his record of deeds for 6 months continuously, without any pause, in such perilous heat? This is just the calculation of 15 minutes of useless conversations daily. We sometimes spend hours chatting away uselessly with friends, and simple conversations and other evils are in addition to this. On Yawmul Qiyamah, a person's useless conversations will be condemned, and because of it, he'll be ashamed. A person will have no answer for this, and out of shame in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will become humiliated and he will sweat profusely. He'll sweat a lot. Just why? Because of the useful conversation. He'll have to read the book of record continuously. Because of why? Because he used to talk a lot. Keeping silence is salvation. It'll help you from lying. It'll help you from speaking the truth. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So my dear viewers on Madini channel, try to make a habit. We have watched these episodes and we've learned what the Quran has informed us. We have learned what the Hadith has told us. We have learned the harms of lying. We have learned the destruction one will cause in this world, the destruction that will happen to him in this world and hereafter just by lying. We have also learned the excellence of speaking the truth. We've also learned how to speak the truth. One way was keeping silence. So we learned many aspects of this topic, a disease, lying, a disease in society. So my dear viewers of Madhi channel, we need to reflect on ourselves. We need to ask ourselves that, are we lying? Are we falling under this punishment which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, Azabun Aleem, a painful punishment for the one who is a liar? So my dear viewers, refrain yourselves from lying, refrain yourselves from talking uselessly, refrain yourselves from backbiting, tale-telling, all other diseases of the heart, and keep yourself in worship of Allah. Keep your tongue moist in the zikr of Allah. Remember the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Open the Quran, read the Quran, understand the Quran. What Allah is telling us? What is He telling us? What is He telling us to do? What is He telling us not to do? So my dear viewers, the Madini channel, make a habit of keeping yourself safe from lying. Speak the truth. Whatever you're doing, speak the truth. Even if it means that for a moment in this world, there'll be some effects. You'll go through some hardship, but remember, this world will finish one day. This world will finish one day, but look at the reward. By speaking the truth, look at the reward which you will gain the year after. So make this dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us the ability to remain safe from lying and grants us the ability to speak the truth and keep silence. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Can I be forgiven?